Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard of the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Junior Urias, owner of Up and Smoke Barbecue and Texas Barbecue Pitmaster Champion. Junior Urias on the line with us, a barbecue champion. Is that right? Now you're a champion in some different competitions. I want to ask you about how you got into barbecue, and then if you want to transition that into, I know ahead of time, so spoiler alert, folks, he is a barbecue pitmaster champion. So start with the beginning of how you got into barbecue and transition into, you know, kind of some accolades you've gotten along the way.
Sure. You know, I started at a young age. You know, I loved cooking and stuff with people. I used to go to barbecue camps in which we would cook for like 600 people a week long every year. And we would do it for 7 days, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And everything was done over campfires. There was no electricity, no ovens, no nothing like that. The coffee was cooked over coals. And, you know, we use a lot of Dutch ovens. And anyway, that's kind of where we started. You know, I started going back when I was at least 12 years old. And at least 30 years we did that. And that's kind of where my barbecue expedition started. Then I started doing cook-offs because I enjoyed the sport. And people always told me that it was that I was good at it. So I ended up continuing the barbecue competition. I started traveling all over, you know, Texas, and then all over the entire United States. And we ended up on Barbecue Pitmasters. We were chosen as one of the teams for Barbecue Pitmasters. We went and did Barbecue Pitmasters and won the Texas Pitmaster Championship.
Wait, you were on Pitmasters, that show that I watch when I go into hotels and that sort of thing on cable? That show, Barbecue Pitmasters, the reality show?
Absolutely. The show was on Destination America, and it is Barbecue Pitmasters. And, yeah, absolutely, we were on it. It still boggles my mind that we're on it, and we did good. And, you know, it's just grown my business by far.
I chuckled because I had I wrote down Myron Mixon, Pitmasters, I like it, is what I got down in my notes. And the reason I say that is I got rid of my television in 2007, got rid of my landline in 1997. So I've been like an early adapter to new technologies, that sort of thing. And so when I go on vacation or travel for business, I get into hotel rooms, and that's really where I get my television fixing and that sort of thing. And I stumbled upon this Pitmasters show. And I got to tell you, it was one of my favorite shows because I love to barbecue, and I love the, you know, like the Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives Food Network thing. And it kind of reminded me a little bit of that because you have each person really has their own flavor and their own style and their own chemistry, if you will, when it comes to their different meats and everything. So talk to me a little bit about that Pitmasters experience. You know, what did you cook? What were your sides? Did you get insulted by Myron Mixon? Come on now, to share it.
You know, it's funny, Jason. We were at San Antonio, Texas, at another cook-off. This was on a Friday night. We had my trailer set up. We're already cooking for the competition, and I got a call. The call was from the Barbecue Pitmasters audition person, and they had asked me if I wanted to be on the show, that I needed to be in Florida by Sunday. So I was like, this Sunday? And he goes, yes, this Sunday. Can you make it? I said, give me your number. I'll call you right back. So the first thing I did was I called several people in Florida. It's going to be based in Florida. So I was thinking, wow, I can't really get my trailer and everything connected right now in Florida to make it on time. Well, I mean, we had the entire, I mean, we're doing an actual cook-off, so we had, I mean, you can only imagine all the stuff spread out, and we're just getting ready for the cook-off. So I said, all right. I contacted one of my good friends, Blake, in Florida. I knew he was in Florida. I just didn't know how close or where in Florida. So I contacted him. He says, I asked him, hey, dude, I'm going to be on Barbecue Pitmasters. I need to use your smoker. he has a smoker that I used at the time. So, anyways, I asked him, how far are you from the from where we're going to film? He goes, we're about 4 hours. I said, can you do me a favor? Can you bring me the pit by Sunday? I need it Saturday evening. Can you have it there for me? And he said, yeah, I'll make it happen. So that's how that got started. And then, you know, I flew in from San Antonio to Florida, me and my buddy that helped me out that weekend. His name's Wade McVie. And, you know, we flew in with just a couple of bags and some seasonings. And we ended up winning Barbecue Pitmasters, the Texas episode. And then, anyways, yeah, Myron did give me a lot of help. He was making fun of my pulling on in with just a bag of seasoning and some knives, and that's it, and a few clothes. And what was cool was there was a steak challenge. So the steak challenge consisted of a, it's funny, I went to Walmart before the entire cook-off. I went to Walmart to pick up a grill because I thought, man, you know what, we might need the grill for the quick challenge. So I ended up going to Walmart, I picked up a $20 grill. So now, a good thing that I say now is, you know, I basically cook a $50,000 ribeye on a $20 grill. So, you know, that's one of the highlights of the entire show was cooking a $20 steak on a $50,000 steak on a $20 grill.
Going to the barbecue camp and having those primitive barbecue smoke fire elements has really influenced your overall barbecue skills?
Yeah, you know, it really has. You know, I think, you know, a lot of people are used to just smoking and that's all they know how to do. You know, I think for me, grilling was a big part of my upbringing and my style of cooking. I think it's a unique way of doing things. You know, I include my grilling also with the smoking. It's a lot of stuff that a lot of regular pitmasters can't do, and, you know, I incorporate both. I think it's a big leap for me to be able to use both, you know, skills. I think they're both different skills, and, you know, I think I've mastered them pretty well. So now, like you said, you know, I use them together, and it just makes me a unique individual out there in the cooking world.
To listen to the full-length interview with Junior Urias, owner of Up and Smoke Barbecue, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spiesen. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
Hand out across the road, pecking gravel in the noonday sun. Shaking her tail like the queen of the yard, not minding anyone. But the farmer's wife had set the pot to boil and the dinner table was set. She had collard greens and a pot of baked beans, but she hadn't cooked the main course yet.
The music on today's program is written and performed by singer-songwriter Brooks West. To find out more about Brooks West and his music, visit thecrudelife.com, click on the Musicians tab. Once again, that's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab.
Now sometimes you gotta look back and see where you went wrong. If you can't do that, you won't be around too long. That hand should have seen it coming, a hatchet and a butcher block. But she was too wrapped up strutting her stuff to see the water was getting hot.
If you have any Coffee and Capitalism questions for myself or any of our experts, feel free to email me at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/thecrudelife. facebook.com/thecrudelife. Like us on Facebook today. This is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network.
You might turn a blind eye on the world, but there's always an eye on you. There's always an eye on you.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Now, with Hatch Coaching, you'll experience extreme transparency. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. By choosing Hatch Coaching, you're going to gain the knowledge and tools that will take your business to that next level. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Make sure you call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. That's 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch. It's time for your company to create wealth and abundance too. Reserve Eric Hatch today.
Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, raising the bar for lifting and moving extreme loads of all types. Entrek specializes in platform and conventional heavy haul, equipment hauling, rig and camp moves, and much more. Entrek's the market leader with a modern, well-maintained fleet of 245 cranes. Get your load on the road. Call Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul, 701-552-2715, 701-552-2715. Entrek Crane and Heavy Haul.
You've read the headlines, seen the news stories that the Bakken is hiring. Well, let me tell you about one of the top premier companies in the Bakken who is hiring, MBI Energy Services. They are hiring in all service areas throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, then look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. That's 844-MBI-JOBS.